Hi, this is Marilyn O'Malley of MarilynO'Malley.com, and today I want to share with you some energy work, and this is going to be what I'm going to call bubble work for detangling your mother's energy and your energy. So I want to assure you this is nothing negative. We are not pushing our mothers away or pushing us away from our mothers. What we are doing is just giving energy back to them that we've taken on and we're holding, or cords or anything that is their energy that it's not our job to be carrying around. And also in the reverse, that your mother's not carrying around your energy, and that's your responsibility. And so this is very healing for both parties. And it does a lot of things. So I don't want to, you know, it's different for everybody, but I know it's always been positive and it's always been healing for the people that I've done this work with. So if you would close your eyes, and I would ask you to just trust this process. Trust where I'm going to take you. Let your imagination do the work, and let's see what happens at the end, right? We'll see how you feel. That will be the result that you get. And you can see how this enhances your life, how it makes you feel better, and also probably does some beautiful work with you and your mother's relationship. So don't do this while you're driving. Do this in a nice, comfortable place. So get yourself settled in where you won't be disturbed. And sit comfortably with your feet on the floor, feeling yourself supported. So you can sit in Indian style if you like, but just feel yourself being supported. And take a couple deep breaths that allow you to settle into your body, allow you to feel safe right now and supported. Allow yourself to feel connected to Source, to Mother Earth, to the couch or the chair or the floor that you're on, to your surroundings. Just allow yourself to feel all the support right now. And let yourself know that this is safe, this is healing, and you're welcoming this into your life at this time, that you and your mother will have the experience that is for your highest good. This is for the highest good of everybody. And just feel your breath flowing deep into your belly, letting your body relax, let go of the tensions, let go of the mind chatter, coming into this present moment. Right here, right now, just pull all the parts of you that are scattered out in the day, that are scattered out in the future or the past, to bring your attention to this present moment right here, right now, through your attention to your breath, through your attention to your body and what you're feeling right now, to your attention to your heart. And it's all right if you're feeling it. Excitement, or you're feeling anticipation, or you're a little leery, it's all right. It's all right. You're safe. This is for the highest good of all. Do whatever you need right now to bring yourself present in this moment right here, right now. So I want you to imagine with your eyes closed that there's a TV screen across from you, about eye level, and on that TV screen is your mother. And you can do this whether your mother is passed on or whether she's still here. So it doesn't matter. So she's on the screen across from you, and in between the screen and your mother, the screen and yourself, I want you to imagine that there's a big clear bubble, like a beach ball, big clear beach ball in front of you. And I want you to know that this beach ball can expand and get as big as the universe if it needs to without popping. You don't need to worry about it popping. And I want you to imagine inside this beach ball is a huge, powerful magnet. And that magnet is turned towards you. And then I want you to tap in and feel your mother's energy around you, within your body, outside, surrounding your body in your energetic field. And just ask, what color is my mother's energy in my energetic field? And so a color will pop into your, you'll either see it, you'll imagine it, you'll know it, and that's the color. And I want that magnet now, that powerful magnet, is going to pull all of your mother's energy out of you. So, right, it's pulling all of that color out of your energetic field, out of your body, out of your, all around you. And just notice what it looks like going into that bubble. You might see objects, you might see people flying, you know, whatever it is, just allow it. Just notice and allow. And as that magnet is pulling your mother's energy out of you, and it's flying in from all the different areas in front, in the back, just let your light, so those places where it's pulling all that energy off of you, let your natural life force energy that's around your belly area just start to shine and fill up and take up those spaces that your mother's energy was taking up. So just let like the light shine, your light shine where your mother's energy once was. And so I know for a lot of you around your heart area, starting outside of your body, going all the way into your actual heart area is one place to really let that magnet pull out. And if you have, like if it's in your heart area and there's crevices and there's little pieces in there, imagine that this bubble has like a hose, like a vacuum cleaner, right? A vacuum cleaner hose that you can pull out and has very small, you know, nozzles so you can get into those crevices and stuff. And just go into those crevices. You can go into your ears and suck out all the things that they said to you that you no longer need to hear. You know, you can go into your gut. But otherwise, it's easily and effortlessly, all of that, your mom's energy is going into this bubble and it's growing as it goes in. If you feel like there's any cords, you know, like you're plugged in or like an umbilical cord, just imagine you can call in Archangel Michael and ask him to cut the cord, and the cord heals on your end very quickly, and just throw the cord into that bubble. So scan your body from your feet all the way to the top of your head in 360 degrees around, all around you, your back, between your shoulder blades, around the base of your skull, your eyes, your third eye, and your eyes, your throat area. We'll look at all the chakras, right? Top of your head. Sometimes it feels like a cape coming off or a cloak or a like there's been a bag thrown over you. It can just like suck that bag right off. It's kind of like pulling a fog off of you, right? That Charlie Brown character that has all the dirt around him, that sort of like, you know, dirt all around him. It's just like you're vacuuming it off like that. It just comes off easily, clearing all around you, all around your heart area, your shoulders. Oh, And again, remember to just let your light come shining through and take up that space that was your mother's in your gut area, your chest area, your stomach, any of your organs, your womb, your rib cage, your breasts, your arms, your hands, like at the palms of your hands. Check and see your hips, your pelvis, low back, mid back, the bottoms of your feet, around your feet. Are there any ties? Does it feel like you're shackled? Does it feel like your hands are tied together? All over. Beautiful. And then I also want you to think about, you want to let go of any contracts in past lives, future lives, or this life that your mother has made with her ancestors in her past lives, right? In her future lives, any contracts with how women should be, how they should show up through her family line and all of her family lines, and whether whatever it is, any contracts, agreements, things that have nothing to do with you, that do not serve you, are broken, are shredded, are burnt up, are sucked into this bubble, destroyed. Just with that intention, destroyed. We're in a new dimension. We're in new energies. You don't need to hold on to that old anymore. It doesn't serve you. Doesn't serve her. It's just letting go of the old ways. Any of the baggage that she's been carrying, that you've been carrying, of other people, other times, other places, other dimensions, all of those are pulled into that bubble. You are letting go of it. You're not responsible for it. Let it go. I'm going to take one more minute here. And just let all of this energy be pulled into the bubble. And you can do this over and over. You can listen to this over and over and over again. So if you didn't get it all out now, that's fine. It's all right. But just right now, just with the intention, as much as you can let it go into that bubble. And then I want you to hand that bubble, give that bubble to your mother on the screen. Sometimes they resist a little bit, and it's like, no, they have to take it. So have them take it. And they're just going to take all their energy back and say, thank you. I don't need this any longer. Thank you very much. There you go. And just kind of feel what you feel like right now. Keep your eyes closed. We're not finished. And now I want you to put another bubble in between the two of you. And this time, again, this bubble can grow as big as it needs to grow without popping. And there's a powerful magnet in it, and it's turned towards your mom. And this powerful magnet is going to pull out all your energy that you gave to your mom, all the power that you gave away to her, all of that energy that you've given to her all these years that she doesn't need, it's yours. You're going to take back all of that energy. It's going to just flow into the bubble. You don't have to do anything. Just imagine the magnet's doing it all. It's pulling all of that energy out of your mom, out of her energy field, just pulling it back. All of that, you don't even know, you don't need to know what it is that it's pulling back. Just watch, how's your energy different than your mom's? What's that energy look like in that bubble? Is it a different color? Does it have some sparkle to it? Does it have a different feel to it? You know, just notice what that is as it fills up. And a lot of times when I'm working with a client one-on-one, I just let them, you kind of have a sense when it's complete. So I'm just going to kind of hold on here. And again, you can do this over and over again. So if we complete before you're completed, you feel complete, just do it again. Just do it again. Hmm. Okay. It's usually a lot quicker taking your energy back than it is pulling her energy out of you. So I'm going to end now. And what we're going to do is, in an honoring way, thank you, Mother. And now the screen, her screen goes away. So that TV screen goes away with her on it. And now I want you to imagine pulling that bubble of your energy into your energetic and mental and emotional field, into your body. Pull it in towards like your heart center. And all the energy is going to go where it needs to go in your energetic field. Just allow it. Let it go back. And feel what it feels like to take back your energy. Feel that. And feel how different you felt from when you first started. What is the difference? How do you feel? And so now your energies are detangled as much as you could do in this time. So again, like I said, you can do this as many times as you like. And repeat. And repeat whenever, you know, if you have a conversation and you feel like you got sucked in, or she sucked you in, or you sucked her in, just go ahead and do this again and just keep detangling. And then those energies aren't going to influence how you show up or how you feel. You're more in power and you have a clearer perspective from your own natural energy versus having her energies influencing you. All right, I hope this was helpful. If you want to find out more, you can go to marilynomalley.com and check out more things and check out the tools, and or go to YouTube under Marilyn O'Malley and look at the different YouTubes that I have in supporting you energetically, also doing EFT tapping. All right, take care. Love, live, and matter until we meet again.